Hey folks, Jason Wright, the host of the Jason Wright Show podcast, where I am always looking for ways to improve, always in all ways. And as part of that, I have created the Vitruvian Project, which I take little pieces of things that I'm trying to improve to be the most complete and perfectly proportioned human being I can possibly be. And a key component of that is to improve my mental acuity, my mind, to grow my brain. And there is no better way to do that than via reading. Reading is push-ups for your brain. And so I have created this Vitruvian book review, where what I'm doing is I am committed to reading no less than 52 books in a year. That's one book per week on average. That's the goal. Now, I know some of you that are looking at this book review and you're like, Jason, I read 3 books a day. You're a badass and I want to catch you. I want to get to where you are. I admire that more than you know. But for me, right now, I'm starting with a minimum of 1 book per week. And another thing that I'm doing in this effort to improve always and always is to, as I said, increase my mental headspace, to calm my brain. I'm always looking for ways to practice things that are going to extend, you know, for longevity, for better nutrition, for better skin, for better hair, whatever the case may be. I'm always looking for different things to improve. And I thought about this. If someone were to ask me, okay, Jason, your whole deal is to improve always and always. So if someone came to you and said, just give me one thing to do right now that I should really start to improve on to kind of build a foundation for this improving always and always, what would it be? I kind of mentally processed that. And I thought, well, first of all, I don't think I could narrow it down to one thing. I think that would almost be impossible. However, if I had to, I would definitely start with meditation, which is really weird because I have not been a long time meditator. But here's why I believe that to be the case. I think we have to start with our body's computer, which is the brain. And meditation is not just some woo practice to kind of take you into another dementia. It will help you prevent dementia, but not just to take you to another dimension, but it is to calm the brain. And there are different chemicals in our brain that react in different ways, and things make them react in certain ways for protection. I mean, we have an evolutionary brain that there are portions of it, like the amygdala, that looks for the saber-toothed tiger in the bush. The amygdala is also something that is going to always bring out the what if. Yeah, but what if scenario. And then you've got your dopamine, which are those rushes of euphoria, of happiness. It's what people that are snorting cocaine, they're getting huge, huge downpours of dopamine. And all of these things can be manipulated and controlled if we understand what causes the reactions. And I think that all of that starts with calming the brain, knowing how to portion out our thoughts and use them strategically, and then create new thoughts, create new patterns, start to tap into our brain's neuroplasticity, which means that we can actually mold our brain to do what we want it to do when we want it to do it. And a big piece of that comes from meditation. So, you know, and normally if you would have asked me this question probably a couple of years ago, I would have said physical exercise. That's the number one thing, physical exercise. And, you know, it's really hard for me to not tell you that the number one thing everyone should do is physical exercise because of the impact it has on the brain. Here's why I think that the first thing in improvement, self-improvement, should start with exercising and taking control and understanding the mind and the brain and how it functions and how you can control it, how you can exercise it, how you can increase its longevity, is because I think that once you get that right, then you will really want to do everything in your power to keep it in a peak state, which will then lead to the physical fitness, the nutrition, the emotional fitness, all of those other things. So I think it all starts up here. And the book review this week is on Dawson Church's book, Bliss Brain. As if you've looked at this channel at all, you know I'm a huge fan of Stephen Kotler and his work on flow. Well, one of the things that Dawson Church talks a lot about is, again, much like, and I'm sure that the two research each other, because in the book, I can't remember if in one of Kotler's books he references Dawson Church, but I'm going to suspect he probably did. But I do know that Dawson Church referenced Stephen Kotler and his work in Flow and the Flow Collective, which is where Stephen Kotler is researching. It's kind of like an institute to figure out and train people on how to achieve flow and all the benefits of it. And Dawson Church talks about how meditation is key to getting people the tools and the abilities to get into a flow state as quickly as possible. And one of the things I like most about this book is there's so many people that are afraid of meditation because either one, they think it's some mystic, you know, wild Eastern religion, you know, I've heard a lot of people, you know, I'm a Christian, I'm a believer. And so you have some Christians that don't want to do it because they think it's somehow doing something antithetical to God or whatever. And nothing could be further from the case. You can actually use your prayers to Christ as a form of meditation, should you want. As a matter of fact, I recommend looking at some of Ben Greenfield's content in this space. He has a spiritual fit journal, I think that's what it's called, where he talks about how you can take one piece of scripture and just repeat it over and over, and that can become a mantra. It helps you understand the scriptures better as well as serves your practice of meditation. So anyway, that's just something to consider. But there's also some people that just think this is hard. I can't concentrate for an hour at a time. There's no way I can sit down and breathe deep and close my eyes, just check out for an hour. Well, you don't have to do that. As a matter of fact, what I learned from this book, Bliss Brain, is that actually most researchers say the most effective time frame is around 25 minutes. If you can reach 25 minutes of deep presence, then that's really kind of the sweet spot to really get the benefits, or actually the whole session lasting at least 25, with sometimes only 10 seconds to 20 seconds of that deep, deep, blissful, just absolute presence, which is all about, and this is from the book, this is not from Jason, this is from Dawson Church, of selfless, removing yourself from self. And that is one of the cool things about this book. It is a great how-to on meditation, but also why to meditate. Why is this beneficial? What does it do to your brain? What are the positive impacts that it has on your brain, your emotional state throughout the day, how you treat other people, how you react to other people? In fact, there's instance where Dawson Church identifies another practitioner and teacher of meditation. And he said, you know, let's say that you are going to meditate for, 5% of your day. He said that 5% success is greatly determined by the other 95% of your day when you're awake. What he meant by that was keeping yourself in a state of presence and consciousness and truly trying to be mindful of your awareness of things, that so to get you to where whenever you do sit down to meditate, you're closer to that absolute present state than you would be otherwise. You know, Sam Harris, I've used Sam Harris's app, I guess, for about 2 years, his guided meditation app, and Waking Up. It's the Waking Up app. I recommend it if you're just getting started, because guided meditation, when you're just getting started, is really helpful, I think, to kind of tell you, okay, what am I doing? I'm just sitting here. It's quiet. What am I supposed to be thinking, or how do I manage this? Sam's app is a pretty good one. And one of the things he often references is, you know, when you go through your day, when you're transitioning from one activity to the next, stop, pause, give attention to the task at hand. And Dawson Church talks a lot about this and just gives a really, really good account of how to, because here's what a lot of people don't understand, is that it's not so much how long you meditate, 10 minutes versus an hour, how long you've meditated throughout your lifetime, your total minutes meditated, TMM, or total time meditated, TTM, whatever that it's kind of referred to in the book. You know, there's some of these Tibetan monks that have had 10,000, 20,000 hours of meditation under their belt. One of the things that Dawson Church mentions in the book is that it's not so much, this is definitely a quality versus quantity exercise. It's not so much about sitting down for an hour and meditating, but having only, you know, of that hour, 30 seconds of it in a deep, blissful state. It's about being able to get to that absolute presence as quickly as possible, and then getting really the most benefit from that than just sitting there with 20, 30, 40 minutes of your monkey brain going mad, which that's another thing that is discussed. What is this thing called the monkey brain? So we had this thing, our default mode network, which is basically, it sounds like DMN, it's like a demon. Those of you who have tried to meditate, and maybe that's why you stumbled upon this review, is you're trying to figure out, how do I do this? Or maybe you're considering, how do I do it? Well, that DMN, it's like a demon. That, again, is part of our evolutionary brain that is a constant reminder of, hey, are you thinking about this? Hey, did you forget about this? Hey, remember, you got all these bills you got to pay. Hey, remember that person that pissed you off way back then? You should really remember that, because the only way that you can protect yourself to never be pissed off again is to remember what that person did to you. It's like when your brain is just, whenever it sits still, it's going to occupy its time. Your brain is like a car. And again, from the book, I never thought about this. I had no idea. I did know that the brain, and I think I've mentioned this on one of the reviews before, the brain actually only occupies about, what, 2% of our body as far as our body weight. However, it consumes like 20% of the energy. Not only that, whenever you research the brain, the energy level, like it's revved, it's like an engine being revved, the RPMs that it's using are almost always high, whether your brain is in idle, whether you're just sitting, chilling, watching TV, or whether you're really active doing something like playing chess or something like that. The RPMs are always up there. It's not like a car that only uses a small amount of RPMs uses a small amount whenever it's in idle, and then they rev up. And it's constantly high. So you got to figure out how to control that. So whenever you silence the brain, the RPMs are still up, and that engine that is your brain is going to find something to do and something to process. And your demon, your DMN, will sit there and look around and go, okay, it's quiet. You're not thinking about anything else. Well, let me remind you of this, sir or ma'am or whatever. And when you start to learn that, then you can start to tame the demon. But if you never knew the DMN or the demon existed, how would you be able to control it? Well, Dawson Church gives some great tips and strategies for doing just that in this book. And I think, you know, one of the greatest things to understand is that the demon is there to begin with. And so also, this is something that I just pulled out that I thought was very important as far as like the health benefits of meditation and mindfulness and controlling your brain and slowing that engine or sorting out the data. It says, this takes a huge biological toll on the body. High adrenaline produces dramatic reductions in lifespan. Stressed people have much more disease and live much shorter lives than unstressed people. Whatever form stress takes, depression, anxiety, or PTSD, correlates with higher rates of cancer, diabetes, and heart disease. The deficits in the lifespans of stressed people are measured in decades rather than years. In meditators, the amygdala is quiet. The amygdala, as you recall, is the one that's always looking for the saber-toothed tiger and always looking for all those things that could be wrong. It's just going to remind you. It's how you survive. Watch out. Something could be wrong. It becomes even quieter with practice. The difference in amygdala activation between the longest-term meditators and their less experienced peers have been measured. The adepts show 400% less reactivity to stressful events, but even in novices like me, I'm a novice. I am no expert on meditation. I'm trying to get there, but I'm a novice at this point. But even in novices who practice mindfulness for 30 hours over 8 weeks, decreased amygdala activity is found. So therefore, by being able to meditate and control the amygdala, you start to react a little better because the amygdala is like that filter. You see something and it's going to go, wait, this reminds me of something we saw before that was very, very bad. So stress out, be heighten your alert, adrenaline goes up, and then on only until you realize, wait, no, that's not what that is. That's not something bad. Then you calm down. If you are someone who practices mindfulness and you can start to control the amygdala, then it's like when it hits that filter, you can get quicker to, nope, that's not something bad. Or, could be bad, but not worth stressing out over. It's managing your thoughts, managing your emotions. And thus, you know, I told you one of the things that I'm trying to do with this whole improve always and always thing is to increase longevity. You know, I want to live longer, but I want to have a great mind whenever I get to be 104, 105, 106 years old. There's so much in this book, and it doesn't matter whether you have ever practiced meditation before, once, 1 minute to 10 minutes. It doesn't matter. Dawson Church does a phenomenal job of explaining why you should meditate, how you should meditate, and then backs it up with sound science, data, and results that have been found of or from those who meditate. So I gotta tell you that when it comes to self-improvement and trying to increase add to the betterment of your well-being, Bliss Brain by Dawson Church is a great book. And for anyone that has even thought about meditating or getting into mindfulness, I could not more highly recommend this book. So with that, please consider going out on iTunes and checking out The Jason Wright Show. Now, here's why I'm telling you about it for the first time on one of the book reviews. I've just now revamped it. The Texas Titan podcast is my old podcast where I interview leaders all across the Lone Star State. I'm in Texas. I know you can't tell by this thick Eastern-sounding accent. Eastern Texan, maybe, accent. But, you know, I started talking to so many people throughout the country that about health and wellness and all these different things, entrepreneurship. And it's like, at the encouragement of some of those folks with the growth of the Texas Titans podcast, getting the way it was, like, hey, you need to broaden your reach. You got to take this thing beyond the Texas borders. And so that's what I've done. And so the Jason Wright Show is where I am going, and it's an interview show. I interview experts in healthcare and wellness. As a matter of fact, I do this book review, I just completed an interview and just published the podcast with Jess Tranquina, who is the founder of Generator Athlete Lab in Austin, Texas. So you've got an incredible ultra endurance athlete and physical therapist and entrepreneur, a founder in Jess. And I go in to try to find out what are her tips and tricks and what are the things that she has done to be as successful as she is. And then I bring that to the audience. And all of it is I am digging and digging and digging to find ways to improve always in all ways. And I do this by finding cool people that are doing amazing things and bring them to the audience. So please consider checking out the podcast. And then also, I would really, really be grateful if you go to jasonwrightnow.com and subscribe to my newsletter. It is the Vitruvian Letter. It's where I kind of take all the content that I'm creating here on YouTube, in the articles that I write on my website, and some of the other things I find they're just cool and that I'm experimenting with. And it's kind of like a repository for all of that. So you can kind of just get whatever your favorite piece is. You can get a snippet to find out what the latest podcast was. You can find out what this latest book review was. All these different things I put into the Vitruvian Letter. So please, it's short, it's sweet, and it's once a week. So please consider going out to jasonwrightnow.com. And signing up for the Vitruvian Letter, and then keep looking for more and more content. I'm going to keep trying to do as much as I can to put really cool, good stuff out there into the universe. Pick up as much as you want. It will always, I guarantee you, it's always going to be low carb, low cal, non-political. It's always going to be stuff that's good for you. And I would be grateful if you would continue to look at these book reviews. I mean, tell me what I could do differently. tell me about a book that you like. That's where a lot of my books that I review come from, is people that have been kind enough to say, hey, Jason, you should check out this book. It's really good. And I will read it and then I will review it. So please consider doing that. And with that, thanks for tuning in. Please subscribe to the channel, share this, and anything I can ever do to help you, go to jasonrightnow.com. I actually keep office hours on there. If you want to talk to me personally, I would love to hear your story and figure out ways that I can help you improve always and always. All you got to do is go to the contact me page, and then I will send you the password for the schedule, and we can schedule some time on there to visit personally. And if it turns out that there's a way that I can help you, that's what I want to do, because by helping you and helping my fellow man, that is what is going to make me better. So it's kind of selfish, but everybody wins, right? So with that, thanks so much for tuning in. Go crush your day.